I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. Today on the show, we're marking beginnings and endings. And to start, we're looking back at the origins of one of the biggest stories of 2015, the refugee crisis. Turmoil in the Mideast, especially the civil war in Syria, helped create an exodus that has spilled onto the world's doorsteps. Europe finds itself on the front lines, and by some accounts, it's a challenge that will define the year ahead, as The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Antonio Guterres is the United Nations refugee chief. When he started at the UN in 2005, the number of displaced people worldwide was about 38 million. 10 years later, 60 million people have been driven from their homes. And Guterres says it's important to remember the biggest reason why.
It's this dramatic multiplication of conflicts in the world. It's the fact that the international community has lost much of its capacity to avoid conflicts, to prevent conflicts, and then to timely solve them. And this is what needs, in my opinion, to have a surge in diplomacy for peace.
Guterres is at the tail end of his term as the top UN official for refugees. Looking back at the events of the past year, he says the European Union was totally unprepared when Syrian refugees started arriving in large numbers last summer.
Not only it was unprepared then, it's still unprepared today. And it was unable to put itself together, and the divisions in Europe do not allow for a European response to this situation. So the refugees came to the developed world, and that made it an issue in the global public opinion, in the international community's priorities. And that is probably the only positive thing about this tragedy. For the first time, political leaders all over the world took it seriously. The point is that we do not yet have an adequate response to that.
Guterres says about 1 million people crossed the Mediterranean into Europe this year. The EU has a population of more than 500 million people. So all in all, that's less than 2 refugees for every 1,000 residents of the European Union.
Now, if you go to Lebanon, you have 1 refugee for each 3 or 4 Lebanese. So it is clear that this problem could have been managed, but to be managed, it would be necessary to have all European countries assuming a common responsibility.
The mantra from the Chancellor of Germany has been just that. We can manage, Angela Merkel has been repeating. Germany has taken in by far the most refugees. This has become a contentious political issue there, but Merkel is resolute. In a New Year's address to the German public, she talked about the refugees as an opportunity.
Ich bin überzeugt, richtig angepackt ist auch die heutige große Aufgabe.
I am convinced, Merkel said, if we tackle the formidable task posed by the influx and integration of so many people in the right way today, then this will represent an opportunity for us tomorrow. The Chancellor said thank you to her fellow Germans for showing such willingness to help the refugees. She said this is a challenging moment in history, and she called on everyone in Germany to show unity.
Es kommt darauf an, dass wir uns nicht spalten lassen.
Merkel said it's important for the country not to allow itself to be divided, divided between generations or social classes, nor between those who have been in Germany a long time and those who are new. Then she warned the public not to follow those who, with coldness and even hatred in their hearts, say that Germany is for them alone. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.